Julia O'Donoghue, and the last week and a day in the session leaves many unsolved issues. Julia, where do we stand right now?
Well, you know, things change all the time, so they could change while I'm on the radio right now. But where we stood at the end of last week and over the weekend is the House Democrats and the House Republican leadership were getting together today to try to resolve an impasse they've reached. In order to pass the state construction budget, you need at least 6 Democrats to go along with you, and that's if all the independents go along with the Republicans. And right now they don't have that. Since it takes a 70-vote threshold, they can't get it through, or the House can't get it through without at least 6 Democrats. So the Democrats are using that as leverage to try to get some other things they want, namely some funding restored in the budget that the House Republicans insisted on cutting, and maybe some tax measures, and also just some more representation on appropriations and ways and means. The Democrats are about, you know, a little less than 40% of the House, but they are only 25% of the Appropriations Committee. So they want more members on that committee as well as Ways and Means. So they're negotiating right now. We'll see what happens later today.
877-217-5757 and talk@talklouisiana.org in our remaining time with Julia O'Donoghue, who's covering the Capitol and getting away from the action for just a few minutes with us. And we're going to cover some ground with her. And I saw that you responded to what many Louisiana reporters found an amusing piece about Senator John Neely Kennedy yesterday, page A13. There he is standing tall and proud in the New York Times. Nice photo of him, by the way. But
yes.
The headline says, Senator John Kennedy embraces anonymity. Is that the John Neely Kennedy we know and love?
I don't think it is. I think there are some things that are certain about John Kennedy. He's ambitious, and he has lots of opinions about lots of things going on in Louisiana. And this reporter seems to have missed both of those. I think in part because the reporter didn't initially know that John Kennedy was maybe thinking about running for governor back home. There's been some language added to the story that acknowledges that might be happening. But initially, when the story went up online at the end of last week, there was nothing about him running for governor, which I think really shapes how you might perceive what he's doing in Washington. I think he's probably keeping a low profile in Washington so he can focus on things back here. But I don't think that the reporter really grasped that.
Well, you're spending a lot more time at the Capitol than I am, but I can tell you the time I've been there, the place is full of conjecture about John Neely Kennedy running for governor in 2019.
Correct, yeah. And I think some people, I have not maybe had more than just casual conversations with people about the 2019 race, but I think people think that he's a definite contender, you know? So I think that this reporter missed the mark. I think you're right. I think a lot of people in Louisiana found the profile amusing. It sort of also implied that maybe he not only felt like being in the U.S. Senate was good enough, which I don't think is necessarily the case, but also that he just... I think at one point they called him a country fried Waldo. Senator Kennedy might play a country fried Waldo on TV sometimes, but he certainly is not one. So I think there was a lot not going on there that people thought about that particular story. Interestingly, Bloomberg had a story about Senator Bill Cassidy, this very same, that came out online the very same day, that was quite good. So it's not always that national reporters maybe don't entirely understand what's going on down here. So, you know, I don't know.
Well, and a listener asked, why isn't Cassidy the one looking at running for governor? After all, he did serve in the legislature. Kennedy never did. But Cassidy's race for re-election for the Senate is in 2020. The timing would be terrible for him. If he lost the governor's race, he'd have to jump back in and run for governor, run for U.S. Senate, the same issue that David Vitter had, and where if Kennedy were to lose, he's got 3 years to recover.
Right, and I think, you know, some people aspire to different things. I mean, I think Senator Kennedy has always been focused on state government. I know he's run for the Senate. You know, he ran twice before he won. But I think he is genuinely interested in being governor. I think if he could snap his fingers, that's what he would be doing. I don't know if that's true of Senator Cassidy. I get the feeling that he enjoys policy and the discussions. Enjoys might not be the right word, but you know, that he's interested in what's going on at the federal level. I mean, you know, for the last few months, he's certainly been in the mix of things and the discussion around healthcare. And I think, you know, he wasn't in the state legislature for that long before he moved himself right over to Congress. So, you know, different people have different interests and ambitions, and I think Senator Cassidy might be where he wants to be.
Well, John Kennedy, a listener, asks, why would he run for governor? Well, has he run for governor? Yes, well, he was a candidate. He pulled out in 2003, the race that Bobby Jindal lost to Kathleen Blanco. He pulled out when Mike Foster, his mentor of sorts, gave his support to Bobby Jindal rather than to John Kennedy. But Kennedy will be 68 years old by the time he takes office, if he were to win the governor's office in 2019. This is probably his last best shot if he wants that office. And those of us who followed him through the years, he's very adept at budget matters. And he likes the mix at the state capitol. And I, even though he's from Centerville, Mississippi originally, he's a Louisiana boy, and most Louisiana people want to be governor. That's the big enchilada. That's bigger than being a U.S. senator.
Yeah, I have to agree. I think that would probably be the office that he would covet. Without having talked to him, you know, personally in depth about this. I mean, he also spent much of his career as state treasurer sort of challenging governors on what he thought they were doing wrong. You know, he clearly has some ideas about what a governor should and should not be doing. So, you know, and I think he's in a good position. You know, of course, there's been talk about Garrett Graves, that he keeps telling people he's not interested, and the attorney general as well. But I think there are some people on the Republican side of the aisle that are looking for an alternative to the attorney general. So, you know.
And another listener notes that if Kennedy were to win the race for governor, he would then be able to appoint somebody to succeed him as U.S. Senator. Quite a plum.
Right.
Here's a quote in the story in the New York Times, Julia, from Buddy Romer, who was governor and John Kennedy served him. In fact, in 1989, I remember Kennedy being out there promoting a tax reform measure, not all that much different from some of the things John Bel Edwards is promoting. And, of course, times have changed in 28 years. But Buddy Romer says, disarming humility. And once again, for those of us who know John Kennedy and like him, I wouldn't say humility is one of the first things that comes to mind when I think of our junior senator.
Right, and I think the second part of that quote is something about Governor Romer being happy to hear that John Kennedy is running away from cameras, which I also don't think people would necessarily say about him, at least not down here. I agree. I thought that was an interesting quote. Governor Romer and the current state treasurer seem to be the only phone calls that reporter made down here about someone who had been in public life for, you know, 30 years in one capacity or another. So It was very interesting. One might have thought they might have talked to someone, you know, who's an elected official now or who served concurrently with him. But I guess that wasn't in the cards.
Well, Julio Donahue, we'll let you get back to work at the Capitol. It's been a pleasure, and we'll be calling again soon. Thank you for joining us
today. Yeah, thank you so much.